KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Representatives of Newman Regional Health, as we want to do a little reviewing this morning of Da Vinci robotic surgery and how that is all working out. 1 year in at Newman Regional Health, and we're very excited to be joined by Kathy Pimple, Chief Administrative Officer at Emporia Newman Regional Health. Kathy, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. Thank you, Ron.
Hey, thanks for being here. We appreciate it, as always.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also we have Dr. Braden Bitter with us here. Braden, how are you today?
Doing very well. Very well.
Good to have you here again. We had you here, well, a handful of months ago when you first started.
Yeah, time is flown by. I tell you what, it feels like I was just here and things are flying, and I'm enjoying every minute of it.
So things are good at Newman Regional Health then?
They are. From every level, clinic, in the OR, in the hospital, everything's wonderful. Everything that I was looking forward to after residency.
So you knew you'd be able to get into robotic surgery here. I think we touched on that when we first had you in here. So has it been everything you thought it would be?
It has, yeah. So when I came here, that was the anticipation that I would just be hitting the ground running and doing a lot of things robotically. And since then, I mean, we've been doing plenty of things within the abdomen, really. From my standpoint, also my partner's standpoints, we've done plenty of hernias in the belly, the diaphragm, the belly wall, down in the groin. We've done colon resections. We've done plenty of gallbladders, appendectomies. We've done liver biopsies. A lot of things that we've done within the belly have been robotic. So, yes, I mean, we keep expanding, I'd say, like on a monthly basis.
Well, we want to dive deeper into that a little bit later, and you're the perfect person, obviously, to tell us how things are working exactly there. But, Kathy, let's bring you in and talk about the Da Vinci surgical robot. Quite an advancement for Newman Regional Health and quite a piece of equipment to have here locally, you know, in our community, at our community hospitals. So what do you think impact-wise this has had on this community?
Yeah, it's been a great impact. Certainly last June, we were able to redefine surgery options here locally in Emporia. We've always had a strong general surgery program, but the robotic platform has allowed us to do complex procedures that are, again, truly minimally invasive for our patients, which is, again, exciting. The Da Vinci itself also allowed us to recruit two fantastic new surgeons, Dr. Bitter, who's with us here today, and just, again, love to hear him talk and share all the excitement that's happening on a daily basis in our OR, and then also Dr. Rebecca Douglas. Both Dr. Bitter and Dr. Douglas were certainly welcomed by our well-known physicians, surgeons in the area, Dr. Harris and Dr. Turner. So it's been the impact has been great to patients, but it's also just to watch them create success with the robotic program for our community and for our hospital has been just an honor to observe and be a part of.
I was going to ask you, you answered it partially, but recruitment-wise for surgeons, this has to be a benefit, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Again, and just again, you'll hear more from Dr. Bitter, and just we'll talk a little bit about just the outcomes that we've been able to provide to patients as they've come to Newman Regional Health for their surgical services.
1 year in.
Yes.
In fact, almost exactly a year, huh?
Yep. Yep. I think, again, this, I think it was yesterday, was the year anniversary of our first robotic procedure performed by Dr. Harris, which was, again, an exciting time for our organization, certainly.
Well, Kathy, how are we performing program year to date as compared with the vendor projections?
Yeah. So, again, there's a lot of planning that goes on prior to bringing a piece of technology like this to our organization. And we did a lot of just incremental growth projections for volume. And in working with Intuitive, the vendor, we looked at for our first year being at 130 cases. And we are, again, right there, right on target, which is remarkable. Just, again, with not only bringing that technology up, but then we've also, again, brought Dr. Doug Douglas on last spring and then again Dr. Bitter this last fall. So that's been exciting. You know, again, obviously they came with training and residency, but the other aspect that we've worked towards is just, again, Dr. Harris being trained, yeah. Dr. Castile's doing procedures, Dr. Turner has just finished his training, and then Dr. Rupp has also began to do urology procedures using the robot as well.
Yeah, we're talking about the Da Vinci surgical robot at Newman Regional Health. Well, Dr. Bitter, why would someone elect to have their surgery using the Da Vinci?
Well, how much time you got?
Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Well, so what I always tell patients when they come and see me, first off, I like to explain kind of the landscape, right? Well, how long has this been around? Like, why would we want to do robotics? Because when you hear that, I get a little timid. I'm a patient myself, right? But if you look at the history of things, since like the late 80s and early 90s, you've started to see a minimally invasive approach. Everything before that time was big open incisions, big scars, right? For a gallbladder, big old incision, appendectomy, colons and everything. Since that time, you've seen more of a standardization of the small incision approach. We call that laparoscopy. Basically, you get some CO2 or air in the belly and blow it up and go through small incisions with sticks and cameras. So by the early 2000s, you started seeing this new revolution, which is indeed a division of laparoscopy, and we call that robotics. So to answer your question, the reason why robotics has been starting to take off more and more is, well, number one, the surgeon's in complete control. Before I wanted to come back to a small town, because I am from a small town, I wanted to make sure that I'd be in control of that whole operation. With laparoscopy, I'm just going to call that basic laparoscopy, where you have straight sticks. It is you and another person in the room, usually a scrub tech, right? So for a gallbladder, you only got two arms, and that scrub tech also only has two arms. Well, if you look at the Da Vinci machine, and at first you're like, yeah. Oh, that's a little daunting to look at it. That surgeon is in complete control of that, you know, and as a patient, that would provide me peace of mind. And as a surgeon, it gives me even more peace of mind. I'm controlling every arm of that instrument and the camera. That's the first thing I mentioned. But the bigger component of that is what minimally invasive surgery offers. And briefly, what that offers is less pain, quicker return to work, less infection risk. And overall, you're getting back to doing everything you want to do within about 2 weeks or sooner. So what robotics offers, in addition to that, is instead of, if you can imagine, straight sticks going through these little incisions and grasping and tearing and pulling things, these robotic arms actually offer many degrees of freedom. What I mean by that is, like, I can go through these small incisions, about 5-8 millimeters, and it's like having my hands, my wrists, and my elbows inside of your abdomen. I'm able to reach areas that I would never be able to reach with basic laparoscopy. I'm able to do much more advanced techniques. I can suture colon to colon within these small incisions. Otherwise, with basic laparoscopy, yeah. You'd have to make a big incision and do that outside the body. More pain, more of a longer hospital stay, and yeah, that's how I'd start off saying, and that's what I explain to patients as well.
What are we looking at? Can you paint a picture for us of what this unit actually looks like? What are you doing
here? That's a good question. So, you know, I don't think I've been asked that. So let me see. So if you can imagine, you see in Hollywood and TV shows, you have that surgeon standing right by that patient, right? They're on the OR table. They're doing an operation. With basic laparoscopy, the straight sticks, you're also right by that patient. So you're about 5 feet away on a robotic surgery case. The surgeon is in complete control. Their arms, those four arms, are now the ones that are right next to the patient bedside. And you are about 5 feet or less away from the patient's body controlling it. So there is indeed a head console or a little control area that the surgeon's sitting at and has a bunch of buttons and a lot of pedals and a lot of arms to move around. But that robot is right there. So that's what it kind of looks like from a quick view. You're not right by the patient, but you're about 5 feet or less away.
So was it intimidating when you first started training on this unit? I mean, obviously there's so much going on, mm-hmm. and there's so much on the line, yeah. You know, when you're operating on someone. What was the training like involved with the robot?
Yeah, so and that is somewhat of a rigorous, intense course, right? And so I was doing this about the last 3 years of surgery residency. Residency in general is about 5 years. And at first, yeah, it is daunting. Anything that you do new as a surgeon or a provider, whether it be endoscopy, a laparoscopy, yeah. But with all the training that I had prior to that with the laparoscopy, there were a lot of parallels, and you're able to rely on your basic anatomy, what you're doing, the basic steps. But yes, it was indeed very intense, a very rigorous course. And you start out slow. You know, you do some gallbladders or some hernias, and you start working up to your hiatal hernias. You start working up to your big diaphragm hernias in the colonar sections. So you start doing the simple procedures and then do those very complex procedures after.
Does this, Dr. Bitter, decrease the opportunity for error too?
Yes. So when we talk about that, when we talk about risks or complications, yeah. Is that what you mean by error?
Yeah, or anything that, you know, as far as the surgeon goes.
Yep. I think that's a good question. I just want to make sure that I'm using the definitions appropriately. Yes. So when we talk about risks and complications, the big things you have to think about, bleeding risk, right, infection risk, length of stay, pain, those are all vastly reduced with robotic surgery. And that's based upon literature. When you look at the minimally invasive literature, especially compared to before minimally invasive and basic laparoscopy. And what you're seeing now in the literature is a competition between basic laparoscopy with your robotics out-competing or really surpassing basic laparoscopy in those aspects. Less pain, quicker return to work, no hospital stay or decreased hospital stay, less pain, less bleeding.
So you have been busy, it looks like, on the Da Vinci. So how many procedures have you performed in the past year?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Too many to count, right?
Maybe. I don't know. I was trying to think about that last night. I'm like, how many have I done? overall, I mean, I've done a lot, right? You know, in Wichita, I've been doing this the last 6-7 years. I mean, hundreds of gallbladders, colonar sections, hernias. Since being here, we've probably done, I think, 5 colonar sections and hernias, I don't know, 20 to 50. And that's inguinal for ventral. I'm not sure, but 100, 200 probably. I don't know. Maybe I'm overdoing it.
With Dr. Braden Bitter, Newman Regional Health, and also Kathy Pimple, who is the Chief Administrative Officer at Newman Regional Health. Well, Kathy, what does the future hold here for robotics and the Da Vinci at Newman Regional Health?
From what we're seeing, and again, if current is a prediction of future, just continued growth of our surgical services and care for our patients, certainly. I will say, in looking at Dr. Bitter also, that robot, that platform is in such high demand in our OR.
It is.
A lot of coordination to make sure that resource is available for just the current 5 physicians who are using that as patients have come in to receive services under the robotic platform. So that's an exciting challenge to have. So again, certainly just again, continued growth and being able to care for patients locally, which is certainly, again, our mission is to be able to provide that high quality care to patients. And then I'll just again capitalize a little bit on what Dr. Bitter said in regards to care that we're able to bring this community that has lower complication rates as well as faster recoveries and just really an overall increased patient experience.
Sounds like you need another robotic machine in there, Kathy.
We'll see.
Certainly not inexpensive, is it?
No. Obviously. It does come with a cost, but again, that's where we're here to, again, provide the best care for our community.
Well, I mean, what a service to be able to provide to residents here in and around the Emporia area at Newman Regional Health. Well, Dr. Maybe we can quickly talk about the basic procedures. I know you've touched on this, but what kind of procedures are available through the Da Vinci?
Yep. So we always say it's a lot of bread and butter things that we can offer, right, and then more complex. So to start with, your gallbladders, the complicated ones, the ones that come in the middle of the night that are dying, right, or the ones that are just very straightforward and easy, all the gallbladders, a lot of liver cases. I do a lot of liver biopsies or wedge resections, hernias throughout the belly, up by the chest, on the belly wall, down in the groin, colon resections, and even a little bit more intricate things such as feeding tubes in the small bowel and also the stomach. And then from things that I don't do but I have assisted with, prostatectomy. So a lot of urologic operations are available, and Dr. Rupp has been greatly assisting with that. From a gynecologic standpoint, as Kathy had mentioned, Dr. Castile is doing hysterectomies, a fair amount.
Yes.
There's a lot of things that you can say, or to sum it up, is a lot of things within the belly. You know, the sky's the limit. So where I was trained in Wichita, we were doing Whipples. We were doing pancreatic resections. We were doing splenectomies. cases, right? Now, I would not be bringing pancreas cases here, but a splenectomy, sure, right? The sky's the limit, right? As long as you have the personnel and the resources. So to sum that up, almost everything in the belly. Mm-hmm. So, and you can start getting into things within the chest as well down the road, but that's for another day.
Well, and as Kathy alluded to, the Da Vinci has been very busy, huh?
It has. It's, again, a valued resource, definitely, to, again, our organizations and our surgeons. So.
Well, that's very interesting, and great to get that insight, Doctor. It's good to see you again. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule to join us here.
Well, it's good seeing you, too. And I do want to say that I am from small town Hoisington, Kansas, and one of my big goals of what I've wanted to do is what that small town was offered. That I wanted to bring big operations that we're doing in a big city to a smaller area in Kansas, which is my home. And that has always been my goal, and I think I would say – I would ascertain we are indeed achieving that. So very happy.
It's meeting your vision then,
It is, yeah.
Well, we need to get you back over here more often. It's always informative and fun to talk to you.
Likewise.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Bender. We appreciate that. Kathy, thanks for coming over.
Absolutely. And, thank you, Ron.
Yeah, keep up the great work at Newman Regional Health. That's Kathy Pimple, Chief Administrative Officer, and Dr. Braden Bitter. Newman Regional Health on our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning, KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It's 8:57.
Medicine Days is Saturday, June 10th. Bring the entire family. 8 a.m. breakfast by the first.